USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is commuting the prison sentence of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich.
He'll be able to go back home with his family after serving 8 years in jail. That was a tremendously powerful, ridiculous sentence, in my opinion.
The president talking with reporters at Joint Base Andrews before leaving for California. The president also talks about pardoning New York Police Commissioner Bernie Kerik.
I just pardoned Bernie Kerik, a man who's had many recommendations from a lot of good people.
The jury is deliberating in the rape trial of disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein. This morning in Manhattan Criminal Court, defense counsel raised an issue with one of the jurors and asked for an alternate. Weinstein faces 5 counts of rape and predatory sexual assault in connection to allegations made by 2 different women. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in the world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
The world's wealthiest man takes on what he calls the world's biggest threat. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos says he plans to spend $10 billion of his own fortune to help fight climate change. He made the announcement in an Instagram post saying it's all part of the new Bezos Earth Fund. The 56-year-old, who is worth nearly $130 billion, ended the post by saying he plans to begin issuing grants by this summer.
NASCAR driver Ryan Newman remains in serious condition in a Florida hospital after a last-lap crash. Denny Hamlin, the winner of the race, tells Fox News this is the unfortunate side to the sport.
These races get so crazy at the end. You know that something is bound to happen, but we don't like to see him upside down by any means, especially getting hit while he's upside down. That's the scary part. But we're praying for him and his family, and hopefully everything's okay with him.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
We're just one night away from the next Democratic presidential debate being held in Las Vegas. Now, we're going to have a lot of familiar names on the stage, but a newcomer will be New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Now, regarding Bloomberg, Fox News contributor and former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich tells Fox News that Bloomberg is really shaking up the race.
Look, I think what's happened is that Bloomberg, who's a very smart man and who made a lot of money out of the media, figured out if he just poured enough cash in, that in places where nobody else was advertising yet, that his advantage would be so massive that people who aren't thinking much about politics would say, oh yeah, he sounds pretty good. So he has risen dramatically, and it's all fueled by money. Now, the question will be, as we get into the actual debates, what happens to him? I'm actually working on a podcast that just uses Bloomberg's own words in his own, so you get him personally saying stuff that's weird. And, you know, he attacks farmers, he attacks ethnic groups. I mean, you go down this whole list of things that where you think probably not really clever. And I think the race for Bloomberg may end up being the TV advertising Bloomberg versus the shoot your mouth off Bloomberg. And that might be a very interesting contest.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.